I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. India's economy was already staggering before COVID-19 made a bad situation worse. Now the World Bank says the Indian economy will likely shrink by 3.2% in the current fiscal year. Last year saw a 4.2% drop. Another hit like this to Asia's third largest economy would have worldwide ramifications. Eric Morstad with Mission India describes how the coronavirus and lockdowns have taken their tolls on Indian day laborers.
A lot of these individuals, when they work, that's what they bring home to eat. And there's not a lot of savings. That obviously, if they can't buy food, impacts stores being able to sell things, which obviously leads to a lot of things economically.
Mission India distributes relief kits through local Christian partners, and it's opening gospel conversations. You can help too. It only costs $40 to sponsor a relief kit, and we'll connect you at missionnews.org. Life is moving closer to normal in some countries as COVID-19 restrictions ease and businesses reopen. In others, the struggle to survive continues. Rob Myers of Dora International says many deaf people in developing nations have lost their jobs. Dora's team organizes food deliveries to help deaf families in need. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
Dora's main mission is doing Bible translation in sign language and doing evangelism and church planting. But you can't do those things within communities where people are starving. We launched the 30 for 30 campaign, recognizing that in some of the countries where we serve, $30 can actually feed a deaf family for 30 days.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on you and our sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Just head to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.